This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday, October the 19th, 2013. It's 3 p.m. The mothership has landed. Queer Geeks of Oz is here. Queer Geeks of Oz, for all you LGBTIQ, sci-fi, horror, and pop culture fans. History will be made. Time travel will be achieved at Armageddon, at the Melbourne Showgrounds here in Batmania. For the very first time, LGBTIQ people represent. With Queer Geeks of Oz, a special panel only at Armageddon. Sci-Fi and Squeam presents Queer Geeks of Oz. Get your geek on, queers.
Listen in to Sci-Fi and Squeam with
Dill Stick.
With Dill Adler.
Only on Joy 94.9.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. It is a quarter to 11 on this lovely, lovely Saturday. Now, our next subject is one completely different to the previous one, and it'll be different to the one after that, but the Queer Geeks of Oz. Now, I'm really interested in this because there's, I suppose it's going to be the very first LGBTIQ panel at a major popular convention called Armageddon, which is going to be held Saturday, October the 19th, between 3 and 4 p.m. in Melbourne. Now, I'm amazed at this, and you know, because I'm a big sci-fi fan. I still remember the episode of Lost in Space where Don and Dr. Smith were trapped in a cage, and there was this scene, whether it was intentional or not, but they were longingly looking at each other.
Right.
Was Don and Dr. Smith going to get it on in the cave? But anyway, they were saved by the robot. So, but the very first
that
science fiction
robot.
I know, but that very first science fiction film I saw was The Day the Earth Stood Still.
That is probably one of the most, like, that movie. It's been remade and it's still a classic.
And I have a copy of it, like the original,
the 1952.
Yes,
release.
Yeah. I mean, the later one is not as good in my opinion, but you know, it's pretty cool.
Hmm.
So what's a geek and a gamer? Tell me.
A geek and a gamer. I guess a geek is the nerd equivalent to, I'd say, our label of queer. It's a very general, broad, anyone who, I guess, diverts from the mainstream and is quite interested in the, I guess, like, comics, pop culture, Buffy, for example. Like, any Buffy fans out there?
Oh, there's thousands of them.
Thousands.
I'm not one because I've never actually watched an episode.
You've never watched an episode of Buffy? You are missing out.
I know. My life feels incredibly empty as a result.
I haven't watched much of it, but every episode I've seen, I just go, wow, this is a brilliant show. And the other thing I think sort of people say about geeks, point in there, is that there's this new sort of thing about with geeks where they just openly love it. There's no unconditionally. There is some sort of analytical, but then there are people who always say, oh, I like it ironically. And I think that's different from the geek. The geek is the one who just goes, no, I love this, and end of discussion. Like,
absolutely.
Yeah, and I respect that more, I think.
Well, when you say that you like something out of irony, and it's just like, you're lying, and you're just being a hipster.
Yeah.
You know, it's...
A hipster.
Aztec print dreams.
I thought that was a pair of pants.
No, it's a new subculture now. It's a whole new movement. Times are a changing. Now, as for your other question, what is a gamer? Well, I'm a gamer. I'm a gay man who plays video games.
G-A-Y-M-E-R.
So I'll be on the panel heading up. I'll also be on there talking about video games with Luke Miller, who has come out with his very first queer video game. He's got that on the cards.
What's the queer video game, I wonder?
What's the theme of the queer video game?
The new game that he created is called My Ex-Boyfriend, the Space Tyrant. And it looks like a bit of a sci-fi smashing up against your ex. But then we have other people in the panel that not just interested in video games. We also have people that are representing our community, and that we'll be talking about, I guess, trans inclusion in comics and in horror movies, video games. We'll also have lesbian content as well, say, because a lot of the time when it comes to lesbians in video games, they're not, say, a real lesbian. It's just a sexual fantasy for heterosis normative values.
It's the Katy Perry style of lesbianism. It's the, you know, kissing the girls just to make the boys happy.
Yeah, that's exactly right. really, really cheesy stuff. There's one game that really takes it into lead focus, and it's the series in Mass Effect, where you can play as a lesbian and you have sexual exploits with all these different female aliens, but you can't play it as a gay man. And it's you can in the third one, but you need a hack to play it. So that's one topic that we'll be bringing up. Like, is sexual diversity only included just to get someone's rocks off?
Yeah. Is Sonia part of this?
Sonia has been working.
Is she the MC?
She is, and she's been working tirelessly to get this up and running and off the ground. And I'm pretty sure after next Saturday, she's going to pass out in a heap down at the showgrounds. But she's been working very hard for this.
So this is, it's between 3 and 4 p.m. and it's at the showgrounds next Saturday.
Yeah, we're at the very end of at Armageddon. So we get to see everyone when their eyes are all bloodshot and they've seen everything else.
Sounds like the end, it will be like Armageddon, that everyone will just sort of fall down and...
Absolutely. They'll just be like dropping in the aisles. It'll be great. Can't wait.
One of the interesting things I think about video games and comics, and, you know, you talked about trans and lesbian, in a lot of ways, it's for people to get a better understanding or acceptance. It's a bit less threatening to them, isn't it?
Mm. Well, we look at, say, just in terms of comics, we look at DC, and DC, they have a very, very puritanical view. They don't, there's very minimal queer characters, and a lot of our queer geeks out there are saying that DC's on a mission to kill off all their queer characters.
Now, sorry, can I quickly just ask DC? I'm not great with comics, so what kind of comics are we talking about?
Okay, so we're talking about, in terms of DC, that's Superman, Wonder Woman, Batman, whereas Marvel are our Avengers.
Yeah. Okay, now I've got it, because I did remember reading something about this. Was it Batwoman? She's a lesbian. That got cut out or something like that.
That's correct.
Sorry, they were cutting something like a lesbian wedding
She was there, about to be married, the episode was going to print, and then they scrapped it. Even when we look at the original Green Lantern, once they made their changes to Green Lantern, he became a gay character, but in a derogatory sense, and then he's just a laughing stock.
When you say derogatory sense, are you saying like it's absolutely all archetypes, and it's all very much sort of very, you know...
It's pretty much how you would expect the Southern States of America to view a gay man. That's the only way I can really describe it.
Oh no! Oh
it's
one of those ones. It's like it's kind of a win, but not really. It's actually worse almost.
Yeah, absolutely. I think he's definitely going up against, say, like Superboy in the over the top campiness. But
Superboy.
Superboy. Okay, now I'm really showing my nerd. After Superman, when he was knocked out by Dooms, I'm going to shut up now because I'm looking at all these glassy eyes in the room.
No, I'm interested that there'll be another time for it. I'll look back on it on Wikipedia.
Well, there's one that I can show you. If you go to YouTube and check out The Death and Return of Superman, that's a really awesome story arc.
All right. Okay, I'll check that out.
Yeah. But the aim of this panel, what we're hoping to, I guess, get off the way, is a show that you can be queer and a geek. It's perfectly fine. And we want to get our representation in the in these mediums as well.
And, I mean, I think that's... Honestly, I think it's fantastic because I think it's fair to say that a lot of people that will be going to Armageddon are absolutely possessed. By this... I wouldn't call it a hobby. What would we call it?
I think you'd definitely call it a lifelong obsession. Okay. I know that I've
they're
been...
They're obsessed by their obsession.
A passion.
And they're going to see and they're going to hear things that they going to have to open up their mind to it, aren't they? Because there's one thing in common in all this.
Absolutely. And it's the love of the geekdom. It's the love of the video games, the comics, the cheesy horror movies. Like, it's something that's not just to orientation. Straight people aren't the only ones that love this stuff. Like, as a very proud gay man, I love my video games. When it comes down to a new release of Call of Duty or Battlefield, I am there first in line.
That's pretty awesome. See, the only game that I've ever played was Final Fantasy X.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, and but I got really into that. But it literally was me in my bedroom for about a month and just looking like an absolute slob. Thank goodness I was living at home at the time.
You get to, but that's a massive story that draws you in. I mean, like that story arc at the end where Tidus goes to run to hug Yuna and then he falls right through her because he's not real.
Yeah. And that was a spoiler alert for everyone. But that's...
I think 10 years on, I think the spoiler's definitely gone now.
This is 10. Oh, God, I feel old.
I think so. I think it came out, PlayStation 2 was one of the first releases. That's over 10 years now.
It's a long time ago. Now, did you know that somewhere in Europe they found some lost episodes of Doctor Who?
Are you kidding? Actually, we know which Doctor it was?
Original. Like, very first... and I think it was 12 episodes, wasn't it?
It was 9. Yeah, because, of course, I'm sure everyone knows BBC used to just completely, to save tape, would... Yeah,
tape over.
Would tape over everything. Because I really like the show, The Avengers, the other one, not the Marvel one, the one with Diana Rigg. But first season, almost all of it's wiped. So finding this in Nigeria is such a win for Doctor Who fans, and I know many of them.
Absolutely. I think my earliest memories are, like, looking outside my bedroom window hoping the Doctor's just going to, like, the TARDIS is going to appear and I'm going to go on this magical adventure.
Well, if it's Matt Smith, I definitely want that. I definitely do. Yeah, if it was someone showing up and said, get in, I'm just like, sure.
See, I love David Tennant, Doctor. He's one of my favourites.
Oh, I do like him too.
John Pertwee.
Oh, nice.
Yes. I mean, it's what you, I suppose in a lot of ways, it's what you grew up with. And, you know, I was always a huge fan of the Daleks. I always think they were fantastic.
Yeah, I always like the Cybermen.
I'd like one, you know, of my own that I could, you know, send to destroy things I didn't like, which would be good. Yeah, so 9 episodes, Fan of Nigeria. But anyway, Armageddon, so it's happening on Saturday the 19th, 3 to 4 p.m., and it's at the showgrounds?
Yeah, it is at the showgrounds. Feel free to come along, and if you're a queer geek and you want to get, you know, branch out to our community, definitely come by because we'd love to hear from you. We've got a Q&A towards the end as well. So if you've got, and we all know that nerds and geeks, we have our questions. So fire away with them at the panel.
Yeah.
Now look, here it is here. It says, the treasure trove of missing episodes were traced to a relay station in Nigeria via Hong Kong using overseas shipment records. And this guy who found them, he wiped the dust off the masking tape on the canisters, and my heart missed a beat when I saw the words, Doctor Who. So there you go. Okay, Saturday the 19th, 3 to 4 p.m. at the showgrounds. Thank you so much, Dil. I'm sure you're going to have a fantastic day.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me in today.
And, you know, perhaps come back in a couple of weeks and tell us how it went.
Please do.
And, I mean, it goes the whole day, though, doesn't it? So you guys are going to...
starts at 9.
9 o'clock. Oh, my God.
It's a big day. I'm getting
Do geeks get up that early?
Well, I don't think we'll sleep.
No.
Just, we'll pass out at 4.
But night doesn't really exist, does it? It's just sort of, it's just 9 o'clock. What? Oh, it's in the morning. I guess I'll just stay awake.
It's just between loading screens for me, really. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, look, there you go. Saturday the 19th. If you're a geek, I'm sure you are going to know about it. You are on Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9.
Saturday Magazine, every week from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9.
Who wants to play video games?
Did you hear about the goblin who got his left arm and left leg cut off? He's all right now!
Hey, you know Pac-Man?
I know of him.
Well, Pac-Man was originally called Puck-Man. They changed it because... not because Pac-Man looks like a hockey puck. Paku-Paku means your mouth. And they were worried people would scratch out the P, turn it into an F, like...
Yeah, that's amazing.
Sci-fi and scream. Joy 94.9.
Join us. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.